each of the testimonies given this evening. May God be glorified. I thank God for our missions conference. Had a wonderful time around the Word of God with Brother Tomlinson, and to be a part of a church family that believes in missions and wants to continue to reach out to other nations. What a blessing that is. To think that we have a missionary now in Ireland that's there preaching the Word of God. Vietnam and many other countries. I thank God for a church family that believes in missions, and the proclamation of the gospel is for all the world. Here in Psalm 69, verse number 30, note this verse. It reads, "I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving." King David is the author of this particular psalm, and King David is determined to praise God and to offer thanksgiving. I've always said, and I've seen this in over 30 years of ministry, that people do what they want to do. People do what they want to do. But people do not necessarily do what they should do. People do what they want to do. But I'm afraid that we so often are guilty of not doing what we should do. And King David was a man of God that believed that God was worthy of praise, God was worthy of thanksgiving, and he said, I will praise the name of God with a song. And will, or literally, I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. May we likewise have the spiritual determination to do what we should do, beyond just a praise and thanksgiving service, but daily, moment by moment, praise Him and thank Him. May we likewise have that spiritual determination to do what we should do by worshipping our God through praise and thanksgiving. King David said, I will praise. When the scriptures make reference to praise, praising God, it's a focus on all that God is. Praise has a basis. And there in Genesis 29, verse 35, when Leah had her fourth child, she said, I will praise the Lord. It's the first mention of the word praise in the Bible. And she called her child Judah, I will praise the Lord. And King David said, I will praise. So praise has a focus upon God. It focuses upon all that God is. God commands us to praise Him. Note there in Psalm 150, please, the last chapter in the Psalms, and the last verse in this last chapter. It reads in verse 6, Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So God commands us to praise Him. God commands us to acknowledge all that He is. Praise is a command. Praise needs to be specific. We praise the Lord. Note there back in verse 2 of Psalm 150. The psalmist said, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. God is the object of our praise. And we praise our God by acknowledging all that he is. And as we praise God, God will grant us the victory, because praising God is a means by which we place God first and foremost, and we worship him first and foremost. The example there in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22, where God's people were confronted by the Moabites and the Ammonites and the people of Mount Seir. And Jehoshaphat led the people of God in praise. And the Bible reads, and when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Beloved, God calls us to praise him. And to praise God means that I acknowledge all that God is. I focus on the greatness of our God. That we serve a great God, a wonderful God, an all-present God, an all-knowing God, an all-powerful God. He is worthy of our praise. And all of us can testify this evening because of all that God is. He is a personal, powerful, all-knowing, ever-present God. And we are called upon to praise him. And as we focus on worshipping him, by praising him, God will give us the victory. We need to praise him. Specifically, we praise him. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. We can praise God with our words. And we can praise God in song. Note there in Psalm 149, please, verse number 1. The Bible reads, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. So the Bible makes reference to the fact that we can praise God by our words in testimony, and we can praise God in song. So we are to not only praise God in word, but also we are to praise God in song. And here in verse 1, it makes reference to sing unto the Lord a new song. A new song. See, God ordained music for his glory. And this is why God created Lucifer with musical instruments within him. Ezekiel chapter 28. And Lucifer was created to be the heavenly music director, to lead the angelic beings in worship to God in song. That's why Job 38 verse 7 reads, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Angels sing. Angels are to praise God. And Lucifer, that chief angelic being, when he was created, God created him with musical instruments within him in order to lead the heavenly host in praise and worship of the Creator. And beloved, you and I as God's people are called upon to praise our God not only in word but also in song. And the psalmist said, I will sing unto the Lord a new song. We praise God through sacred songs. A new song. Songs that focus on the majesty of our God. That's why we have the hymn book that we have in this church. And we ain't going to shift. No. We ain't going to shift. Because we sing sacred songs. Songs that were born out of hearts that were saved out of wickedness. And people that were delivered out of times of great trial. And people that saw the mighty hand of God through revival. These are the authors of our hymns. And we value our hymns. And we as the people of God are to sing unto the Lord, not an old song, but a new song. A song that reflects our new life in Christ. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. And we can go through each of the hymns that we have in our hymn book, and in some way they reflect this new life. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Praise God, all things have become new. And we can praise God in song by singing sacred songs. A new song. A new song. Sing unto the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of saints. We're to sing spiritual songs. Note then Colossians chapter 3, please, verse 16. Colossians, the third chapter. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Beloved, we are to praise God in song. With a new song, a sacred song, a spiritual song, songs that are hymns that are full of God's word. I'm so thankful that we have a hymn book that's full of hymns that are full of the word of God. We praise God through spiritual songs. May God cause us to lift up our voice to Him and praise Him. Through song. The Bible teaches us the ability to sing is a mark of the Holy Spirit. To sing in the Spirit, to sing spiritual songs, is a mark of the presence and control of the Holy Spirit. And may God cause us to lift up our voices to Him in praise through song. The psalmist said, I will praise the Lord in song. But also note there in Psalm 69, please, that he makes reference to thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify. The word magnify there means to magnify, to enlarge, magnifying glass. I will magnify the Lord. And how do we magnify the Lord in our lives? With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. It's the opposite of minimizing God through a failure to be thankful. Thankfulness is becoming more and more rare today, is it not? The Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy 3:2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Beloved, God expects us to be thankful. And when you and I are thankful, we magnify the Lord. We enlarge God. God is worthy of enlargement. God is worthy of focus. And when you enlarge something, you can focus upon that. So we focus on our God by being thankful. And the psalmist said, I will praise the name of God with song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. God expects us to be thankful. Remember the event there in the Gospels where 10 lepers were healed? And only one came back and said, thank you. And what was our Lord's response? Where are the 9? Where are the 9? In Psalm 100, verse 4, it reads, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. May God cause us to magnify our God by being thankful. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, Psalm 107, verse 22, and declare his works with rejoicing. Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. People do what they want to do. But may God cause us afresh this evening to do what we should do. And that is to praise him. To praise him in song, and to magnify our God with thanksgiving. Note verse 31 there, please, in Psalm 69, verse 31. I'll close with this. Verse 30 reads, once again, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Note 31. This also shall please the Lord. Wow. This also shall please the Lord. Better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Better than a sacrifice. This will please God. To praise him in song and to magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord. We should want to please whom we love. Am I right or not? I love my wife. So I try to please her. And if we love the Lord, we'll want to please him. And we please him by praising him, not only in word, but also in song. And we magnify his name with thanksgiving. So, beloved, let me encourage you this evening as we conclude this praise and thanksgiving service. Don't lose sight of the importance of you and I as God's people, moment by moment, praising our God, not only in word, but also in song. But also the importance of you and I magnifying our God by being thankful. By being thankful. I am what I am by the grace of God. Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me and you. We have much to thank God for. Let me encourage you to praise him and to thank him this evening. Let's stand for a moment, heads bowed, eyes closed, as we conclude our service.